tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
Sponsors and the sports department of Jay Country. Now we take you to the gymnasium for all the exciting basketball action.
And a very pleasant good afternoon, everybody. I'm Rob Weaver along with Brian Patch. It's time for high school girls basketball. Fort Recovery battling the Arcanum Lady Trojans here today. And Arcanum, Brian, having a nice year, 7-1 coming in here to the game today.
Yeah, they are. They're an experienced ball club with some younger players as well. They'll be playing a lot of sophomores out there who had a lot of minutes last year as freshmen. And so that 7-1 record is, I think, pretty good, especially with their experience level and then the youth level they have as well. So
Fort Recovery is coming in here with a record of 4-2 on the season. Not bad themselves. And starters for us real quick.
For us, it's going to be seniors Olivia Patch, Val Molenkamp, Brooke Collig, and then juniors Allie Vaughn and Kara Wendell.
And Arcanum gets the tap to start the game, and we're underway here. You're listening to WPGW at 100.9 on the FM dial, WPGW-FM in Portland, Indiana. Arcanum with the basketball. Over in the right corner, they almost lost it, but saving it. Oh, that was a little bit of a walk there, but no call by the official. I think he was too close to what was happening there. Haley Unger with the basketball. She'll pop a shot from three. Good. Haley Unger drills a three to start the game, and Arcanum's off to a 3-0 start here. Here's Kiera Wendell on the left side to Brooke Colley. Cross-court pass to Val Mollenkamp. Right corner to Vaughn. Back outside it goes to Kiera Wendell. On the left to Colley. There's Mollenkamp in the corner, back outside, over to Kiera Wendell on the right. Kiki passes to Brooke Colley. Arcanum in a zone defense here, Brian.
Yeah, a 1-2-2 or a 3-2 defense.
Inside to Olivia Patch, back out to Vaughn in the corner, open for three and missed it. Rebound comes to Arcanum, getting the board was Taylor Gray for Arcanum. With the basketball out front is Madeline Farron. Farron will pass on the left side to Gracie Garneau. Garneau looks for a teammate, guarded there by Vaughn. Passes it off. Over it goes to Taylor Gray, now to Madeline Fair. Madeline Farron. On the left, there's a drive to the hoop. It's no good, and she's fouled as Farron takes it in. She's only a sophomore, and she gets fouled, and they'll be at the line for two. And they're going to call that on Kiera Wendell, I believe. So stepping up is the sophomore, Madeline Farron. Right now, Arcanum leads 3-0 and now 4-0 as she hits the free throw. Boys play tonight at Ansonia. How did you feel about when you took the Indians to Ansonia? Is that a good place to play?
Yeah. And that's actually going to be this first road game for these boys. They've been at home for the first four or five games for them. So,
second free throw was no good. Fort Recovery takes the ball down. Allie Vaughn puts it up and right underneath and missed the shot off the glass, but she was fouled in the act of shooting. And she will be at the line. They're going to call that on Taylor Gray. Lindsey Green is our studio producer today. Again, I'm Rob Weaver along with Brian Patch. From the Fort Sight Fieldhouse, the free throw's up and good by Allie to make it a 4-1 game.
And that's a great drive by Allie, too, because that puts the Gray girl in for them in foul trouble. And I think she might be their leading scorer as well. And I know definitely their leading rebounder. So
Allie Vaughn will have one more. It's up and it's good again. 2-for-2 for Allie, and the score is 4-2. Arcanum leads by 2. And they have the basketball. Fort Recovery picking them up at half court with a trapping defense. There's a ball tipped by Allie Vaughn, but Arcanum got it back. They're going to call double dribble on the Lady Trojans. As they say, Kayla O'Daniel double dribble.
She went to go shoot that and saw Liv standing there and decided not to and re-dribbled again.
Kiki with the basketball on the left. It goes to Allie Vaughn. She'll drive in, feeds off to Patch, and hits a little five-footer right in front of the basket. Makes it a tie game at 4-4. Once again, Fort Recovery trapping at the timeline. Almost over and back for Arcana, but no call by the official. Right side with it there is Gracie Garneau. There's a drive underneath, up no good, and a foul's on Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery playing a pretty aggressive defense here, Brian.
Yeah, they are. It looks like on made buckets, they're going to be trapping a little half court. Looks like a 1-2-2 half court trap, and so I'm sure they probably want to make Arcana a little uncomfortable out there.
At the free throw line is Kayla O'Daniel, and she misses the first free throw. That foul was called on Fort Recovery's Val Mollenkamp a moment ago.
And that's something we're going to have to deal with all game long, because Arcanum will do a great job of attacking the basket and put pressure on our defense. So we got to make sure we can play defense without fouling.
Free throw's up and good again. It's now... Did she miss the first one?
Must have.
I missed that. Sorry. Here's Allie Vaughn putting it up and in for Fort Recovery. And that gives the Indians the lead at 6-5 as Kiara Wendell does a somersault.
Volleyball right there paying off.
Tripped over the timeline, I guess. And Kiara steals the ball. Fort Recovery with the basketball after the Arcanum turnover. Val Mollenkamp open from three. It does not go. Rebound comes down to Val Mollenkamp. Dribbles, puts it up again. Does not go again. Rebound, Colleague got it. Brooke Colleague on the offensive rebound. That gives Fort Recovery an 8-5 lead here. As Arcanum will bring the ball up across the timeline. Once again, Fort Recovery trapping half court. On the left it goes to Gracie Garneau. She'll pass in the middle. There's O'Daniel driving. No good. Rebound Val Mollenkamp. Kayla O'Daniel had the nice shot there. Nice drive. And now here's a steal by Arcanum. It's up and good by Gracie Garneau. So we turn it over and it costs us 2 points. Garneau scoring for Arcanum. Make it 8-7. Right side, Brooke Collig, Olivia Patch, back to Val Mollenkamp. On the left, there's Kiara Wendell, open from three, and she got it. Kiki drills a three. That makes it now 11-7.
Indians doing a great job of getting the ball inside to Liv and turn around, skip past the Val. Val actually turned down a good open three for a better shot for Key, which she hit.
Arcanum with the basketball, trailing here 11-7. They have a 7-1 record on the year. And ball's lost, picked up by Kiara Wendell as Taylor Gray lost that one. Here comes Allie Vaughn, and there's going to be a foul called on Arcanum. It's like a slight injury there on the Lady Trojans, so.
Not good to see anyone hurt, especially when it's your point guard,
too.
Looks
like it's got a knee or an ankle, maybe an ankle injury.
I'm saying, yeah, high ankle sprain, the way it looks. She's where she's holding that anyway.
We'll be back in just a moment. Timeout on the courts.
Look at what came in the mail. It's a basketball.
Oh, boy. I have been waiting on it. I'm going to go out and start practicing so I can become as good as those high school players we watched the other night.
Honk, honk. Joe, get off the street with that basketball before you get hurt.
Folks, always play smart and safe. Enjoy and support your local high school basketball team. This message is brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
The St. Henry Bank takes pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs, and we're excited to announce that we have just launched our newly updated website at sthenrybank.com. Enjoy a better online banking experience and the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, deposit checks, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history, monthly statements, and more.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today. The St. Henry Bank and St. Henry and Maria Stein, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Well, the injured player here for the Arcanum Lady Trojans is Gracie Garneau, and she is not going to be back. She's got a pretty serious turn there, it looks like. And our first quarter, by the way, brought to you by Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Versailles, Arcanum, and Auburn, Indiana, and Burn and Union City, Indiana. That's Calp Pharmacy. Play back in here. Allie Vaughn with the basketball. Right side to Val Mollenkamp. Val looks, dribbling, passing off here to Kiki Wendell. Kiki goes to Allie Vaughn, and cutting across the middle, up no good. Rebound Allie, back up and good. Got her own rebound. Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banner would like to wish the Fort Recovery Lady Indians good luck in today's game. Dr. Banna's staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Lori Chen and Christy Hart. Go get them, Lady Indian, says the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banna. Dr. Banna would love to be your family's dentist on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. Here's a three-point shot by Arcanum. It's no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Oh, they say it went off of Olivia, but I think to be actual about it, Taylor Gray tipped it out. But
that or over the back call.
Yeah, could have been either. So Arcanum with the basketball. Haley Unger with it. She'll pass on the right side to Kayla O'Daniel. And Arcanum just threw it away as Eliana Sloan, who just came in a moment ago for Garneau, could not hang on to the ball. 13-7, Lady Indians lead by six with the basketball. 2:36 to go in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Don't forget, for last-minute Christmas gifts, they have a lot to choose from. Stop by and check out the Cal Pharmacy locations for those Christmas gift ideas. And there's Kiki Wendell losing the ball out of bounds. It'll be given to Arcanum. Tossing it in here will be Haley Unger. Now with the basketball, there's Madeline Farron. Farron goes on the right side to Eliana Sloan, and they're going to throw it away. Over and back. Fort Recovery pressured them into the turnover there. 13-7, Fort Recovery leading here over Arcanum in the first quarter from Fortside Fieldhouse. One of two Fort Recovery broadcasts today will be at Ansonia tonight for the boys' game, which should start around 7:30 this evening. Here's Arcanum with the steal. Nope, stolen right back by Brooke Colley. Colley over to Kiki Wendell. Right side to Val Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp dribbling the ball over to Brooke Colley. Inside to Olivia Patch. Has it tipped away and stolen by Haley Unger. Here comes Arcanum. Underneath, up and no good. And a foul's going to be called on Val Mollenkamp. As missing the shot for Arcanum was Madeline Farron. Farron, a 5'6 sophomore. At the free throw line. It's up and good. Madeline Farron makes it a 13-8 game now. Fort Recovery leads by five, and Fort Recovery is going to call time with one more free throw coming here for Farron. So we'll be back in just a moment right after we pause for this.
This Christmas, why not give a gift that's unique? So how about this? Kids love the big selection of toy tractors and trucks, farm toys and pedal tractors from Hall Brothers and Fort Recovery. These toys are not found on the shelves of any big retailer either. There's also jackets, hats, shirts, and sweatshirts for all ages. Or forget the toys and clothes, we also service and sell Echo chainsaws, leaf blowers, and string trimmers. Surprise them with something unique. Hall Brothers, your Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Hi, this is Jerry Kapp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Has a doctor or healthcare provider prescribed intravenous treatment for you or your loved one? Kalp Pharmacy can help bring a small part of hospital-level care to your home by providing IV medications. We assist you by doing the insurance verifications, offering on-call support, and doing clinical monitoring and reporting to your healthcare provider to coordinate your care. So call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 800-686-2314 for IV home-based treatment. Kalp Pharmacy. Caring for you and about you.
Well, the second free throw is up and good also. It's 13-9 now after the timeout. Here's Fort Recovery bringing it up against the full court pressure. Hope Wendell underneath has the shot blocked and out of bounds it goes. And they're going to say it went off Fort Recovery? Really? I think he pointed the wrong way.
Yeah, they did, but I'm thinking Hope got hammered on that shot.
could be. Again, we're airing the IU game on our other channels this afternoon, 105.3 and 1440 AM. Here's a shot by Kiki Wendell, no good. Rebound comes down to Arcanum. Haley Unger with a basketball up across the timeline. On the left it goes to Kayla O'Daniel. Now on the wing. There's Sloan with it. Eliana will come in. Passes off on the right side. There's a shot by Farron from the top of the key. No good. Rebound, Olivia Patch of Fort Recovery. Patch shovels it off to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn in the lane, back to Patch, fires a shot from outside the free throw line, and she hits it. Olivia Patch with two baskets here in the first quarter. And it's 15-9. Fort Recovery leads by six.
Both good passes by Allie Vaughn on both.
Left side it goes to Eliana Sloan. And now Fort Recovery on a steal. Here comes Wendell up and in. Kiki Wendell scoring to make it 17-9. Down comes Arcanum with the basketball. Here's a drive inside. They managed to get the pass off to Taylor Gray, and she scores an easy one, making it 17-11 now. Arcanum down by six with 20 seconds to go in the first quarter. Hope Wendell with the basketball over to Brooke Collig. First quarter brought to you by Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery for sales in Arcanum here in Ohio. And in Vernon, Union City, in Indiana. Underneath to Olivia Patch, puts it up no good. Tipped out of bounds. Oh, that went off Arcanum, but they're going to give it to Arcanum. 3 seconds to go. They have time for a shot here. See what Fort Recovery uses for strategy. Here comes the inbounds pass to Farron. And she dribbles the ball off her foot. And that will end the quarter. At the end of one, Fort Recovery leading the 7-1 Arcanum Trojans by a score of 17-11 here in this basketball game. We'll be back in just a moment on PG14 and J Country 101 Radio right after we pause for this.
Right now at Fort Recovery Napa Auto Parts, get a 5-quart jug of Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Platinum Filter for just $23.98. A great deal for a great oil. That's Napa Full Synthetic Oil and Platinum Oil Filter for $23.98. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how. Fort Recovery Napa.
And again, thanks to Cal Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Don't forget they have their weekly prescription program where they'll deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. Just ask a friendly Cal Pharmacy pharmacist if that's the right program for you. Cal Pharmacy, Fort Recovery, again, Versailles, Arcanum, and in Indiana, in Bern and Union City. Here is Allie Vaughn in the middle, back outside to May, who's in the game now.
Macy Day.
Who'd she come in for anyway? Olivia Patch is on the bench for the moment. Macy passes the right side to Brooke Collig. Back out to Macy Day. Here's Kiki Wendell. Down the left side, there is Allie Vaughn. Fort Recovery lead, 17-11. Our second quarter scoreboard sponsor, K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Inside shot by Brooke Collig is good. Give Kiki Wendell the assist. 19-11. Right side with the basketball there is Haley Unger. Here's Sloan with it, Eliana Sloan. She'll pass over on the left wing to Taylor Gray. Back outside again. Farron with the basketball. It's Madeline Farron. She still has it. Dribbles to the middle. Going on the left side. Pops the shot and good.
Nice little step back by her.
Madeline Farron, the sophomore, grills it. It's 19-13. Inside to Allie Vaughn and she scores. Allie Vaughn open inside, 21-13. Recovery playing what a man-for-man now it looks like. Ball on the right side to Kayla O'Daniel. There's a shot from Gray at the free throw line. No good. Tipped out of bounds, and they say it went off Arcanum. So Fort Recovery will have the basketball back. Macy Day will put the ball in play. I notice Kiera has some support strips on her legs there. What's that all about? Explain how that works.
I don't know if it's shin splints. If it's shin splints, it's on the sides and not on the front. But she's always had some issues from kind of stemming back from volleyball and track with her lower legs. So
Here's Kiki Wendell getting another assist as she feeds into Val Mollenkamp, who puts it in from right in front of the basket. 23-13. There's your biggest lead of the game for the Lady Indians, leading by 10 points now. I've seen some of the guys with those strips on their shoulders.
Yeah, that's, I don't know, I guess above my knowledge, but I know it's helpful. At least the athletes say it is, so.
Arcanum throws it away. Pass towards the baseline went out of bounds. So Fort Recovery brings it down inside to Val Mollenkamp, and she'll lay it in. Give Allie Vaughn the assist. Allie Vaughn the assist, and Val Mollenkamp puts it in. There's a whistle, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be given to Arcanum. Knocked out of bounds by the Lady Indians.
Right now, the Indians on an 8-2 run to start this second quarter.
Here comes the inbounds pass. And underneath, and up and good by Taylor Gray. Taylor Gray makes it 25-15. Back to a 10-point game. Inside to Val Mollenkamp. Hits Brooke Collig underneath. Oh, missed the shot. Got her own rebound and scores. Brooke Collig makes it a 12-point lead again. That's our biggest lead of the game so far, 27-15. 4:49 to go in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. For New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment, it's K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Shot right in the middle is up and no good by Kayla O'Daniel. Rebound Fort Recovery. Macy Day over on the right side to Allie Vaughn. On the wing to Kiki Wendell underneath the Val Mollenkamp, and she scores. Kiki Wendell finds Val Mollenkamp, and timeout is called by Arcanum coach Michael Dean as the Arcanum Lady Trojans are trailing now 29-15. Fort Recovery up by their biggest lead of the game, 14 points. We'll be back.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which includes saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Back here at Fortside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery Lady Indians leading by 14, 29-15. Our second quarter brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service. They have those Great Plains Turbo Max vertical tillage tools for all seasons, available at K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Oh, my. I think he missed a call on that one. Here's the ball tipped away by Allie Vaughn. Vaughn comes down, feeds over to Kiki Wendell, puts it up and in. Lady Indians are destroying Arcanum here. 31-15 now. 3:53 to go in the second quarter. Right side it goes to Eva Sekulin. And again, Arcanum did lose one of their key players, and this kind of all started really when that happened. The Lady Indians started pulling away about that point. Arcanum with the ball after it was tapped away. They got it back. Here is Kayla O'Daniel feeding on the right side. There should have been traveling. No call.
Over and back.
And now there's over and back.
One way or the other, we're going to get that thing back.
So Fort Recovery will put it in play at the timeline. Here comes Hope Wendell in for Fort Recovery. And Allie Vaughn will take a rest. We have Macy Day, Kiki Wendell, Hope Wendell. Olivia Patch came back in, and also Brooke Collig in the lineup. Across the timeline goes Kiara Wendell. She'll stop, pass over to Macy Day on the left. Back to Hope Wendell on the right. Now feeds to Kiki Wendell. Kiara with the basketball, right side to Hope Wendell. Hope looks for a teammate cutting across the middle. Brooke Collig tries to feed into Olivia Patch and overthrew Olivia out of her reach and out of bounds. Turnover, Lady Indians, and Arcanum gets it back. Madeline Theron will bring the ball up for the Lady Trojans of Arcanum, Ohio. They have a beautiful brand-new school there at Arcanum. Here's a shot from the left side. It's up and no good by Haley Unger, and it pops up and hits the support post, which is out of bounds.
You know, I don't know if that's a good rule or not. Just let it. So it hits that pole. Let the play go on. But that's the way the rule reads.
What happens if it rolls back in and goes through?
I don't know. There's Hope Wendell. And it's tipped away from her, and Kiki Wendell gets it back. Right side to Allie Vaughn. Allie comes in. Over on the left to Kiera. Wants to shoot, doesn't. Pete feeds into Hope Wendell. And a foul is going to be called now on Kayla O'Daniel of Arcanum. 31-15. And it's up and no good by Hope. I really don't like the rule about the violation on dribbling of turning the ball over. I just don't like that rule. Let it go.
You mean on a carry?
On a carry, yeah. If you want to call it that. Yeah. Hope Wendell hits the second free throw, 31-15. Here's a shot from the left, up, no good. And rebound comes down. And it's going to be a foul on somebody.
Kiki.
Kiera Wendell picks up her second personal foul. Here comes Macy Day back in, and Kiera will take a rest with that second foul. 2:13 to go on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. K&L Tractor Sales and Service has outstanding service for your farm machinery and lawn and garden equipment. K&L Tractor Sales and Service, State Route 49, south edge of Fort Recovery. Left side it goes to Kayla O'Daniel. Down low, back in the corner, back outside again. There's a shot from three-point land, no good. Missing that one was Haley Unger, and Brooke Colley grabs the rebound. She'll bring it down. Of course, it's not called that often these days. If players don't make that violation very much. But here's Brooke Colley up and no good. Rebound comes to Arcanum. Over on the left with the ball there is Kayla O'Daniel. Passes off, gets it back. O'Daniel drives to the hoop. Little short, no good. Rebound, Arcanum. Back outside, three-point shot's good. Haley Unger drills a three. 31-18. Fort Recovery still leads by a nice margin of 13 points with 1:12 to go in the second quarter. Don't forget, look over the new Endurance line of litter spreaders available from BBI at K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Allie Vaughn goes to the hole, misses it, rebound Arcanum. Here come the Lady Trojans, back up and no good. Rebound, and we got a foul on Arcanum. Going to call that one. Is that on Siculin or on... It must have been on Haley Unger. That was on Haley Unger. I like that jacket Jeff has on today. He's got his Santa Claus coat on today.
So this is our last time for the girls that will play before Christmas.
And next Saturday, we're off till next Saturday then, right?
Yeah, in that holiday tournament.
Way up north.
Which I think Glen Oak won the Division I for girls last year, so we scrimmaged them in the summer. They're really good.
Here's Allie Vaughn with the basketball. Looking for a teammate. Hands off to Kiki Wendell, down to 30 seconds. Kiki drives in, gives to Olivia Patch, who is a little short on the layup. Ball is picked up by Val Mollenkamp. Into Allie Vaughn to Olivia Patch. Stops. Back up and good. Olivia Patch with her sixth point of the day, and it's 33-18. Fort Recovery leads now by 15 points. Arcanum down to 4 seconds. They've got to get the shot off. They don't know. They finally do shoot, and it's good. Eliana Sloan shot at the buzzer. She didn't realize time was moving down to zero, and then she finally did, and she finally got the shot off, and it's a good thing because it went in for her. Not good for us. 33-21, the score at halftime. Fort Recovery leads Arcanum's Lady Trojans by 12 points. So what do you think about that first half?
Well, I think our defense definitely set the tone right there by pressuring them. Our Cam's struggling to get some shots off. On offense against their zone, we're doing a great job of moving the ball, attacking gaps, getting the ball inside, kicking it back out. So I really like what we're doing on offense right now as well. So pretty good half for us.
Thanks to K&L Tractor Sales and Service for being our very fine second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Again, for New Holland and Claus Farm Equipment. For those Great Plains TurboMax vertical tillage tools, and for the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI, depend on K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, Ohio. They're right there on Route 49 at the south edge of Fort Recovery. We'll be back with the halftime stats for you. Lady Indians leading 33-21 here at the Fortside Fieldhouse right after we pause for this.
Holiday season is a time for reflection, gratitude, and compassion. I'm Dan Smith, Vice President at Second National Bank, and I want to thank you for allowing us to be part of your life and including us in the incredible things this community is doing. Our success is thanks to you and the trust you put in us as your bank. It is truly our honor to help you bank with confidence and ease. From all of us at Second National Bank, we wish you a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. Second National Bank is a division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC.
I'm Kenny Cano from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable construction equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, anytime. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency knows you buy insurance for protection. That's why Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is ready to help you when you've had a loss and need help with a claim. When you buy your insurance online, you could end up waiting in line to recover from it. Step inside the fort for the protection you need and the help you expect when you've had a loss. Call Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency today at 888-375-4181.
Cooper Farms would like to take this opportunity to wish you and your family the safest and happiest holiday season. Remember to take your time every day to be thankful for your blessings. Think of those less fortunate and encourage those needed lifted up. Support your favorite basketball team by attending the game and support the band members and cheerleaders who motivate the crowd. Happy holidays from your friends at Cooper Farms for Recovery, Ohio.
Back here once again at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Again, Rob Weaver along with Brian Patch. And the Lady Indians lead here 33-21 at halftime over Arcanum. First of all, let's send a shout out to all of you who listened to the Fort Recovery Radio Christmas show on, I think it was Wednesday night of this week, and helped raise $52,000 is what the figure is now, up to $52,000 to help families in the area who are experiencing tough times. So thanks again for all of your support for that Christmas show. It's grown every year, and that is an amazing total, Brian.
Yes, it is. And I think their first goal 4 years ago was to get $10,000. And I think we surpassed that in the first maybe hour or two. And it's just, I think, a tremendous thing that our community does. And Harold Feely and Bob Stogler, Jack Stogler, obviously Neil Spencer running it with the FR our radio. Those are kind of, I think, Bill, Bubba, and Jack, and then Harold Feely are the four that kind of put it on, and they just do a tremendous job with it. And, just, you know, our community is a very giving community, and, you know, anytime they have a chance to help anyone out, you know, they rise to the occasion. $52,000 is a lot of money, and it's not just our community that does it. It's the surrounding communities as well. People in Jay County give, you know, people in St. Henry, Coldwater, you know, Mariah Stein, just around the area, so it's a great thing. So,
absolutely. Well, close game for a while, and then the Lady Indians pulled away, and we lead 33-21. So give us Give us the rundown, Brian.
Yeah, end of the first quarter, it was 17-11. Fort Recovery was up. And then in the second quarter, the Indians outscored the Arcanum Trojans 16-10 to go up 33-21 at half. Indians is very well balanced here. They have Ali Vaughn with 8, Kiki Wendell with 7, and then chipping in with 6 points are Brooke Colley, Val Mullenkamp, and Olivia Patch. So 5 of the 7 Indians have scored for them, and all of them have 6 to 8 in there, so very well balanced on offense.
And in the JV game, we won that one 36-29, I believe it was.
Yeah, and I believe that's their second win, I think, on the year. And in that game, Grace Guggenbiller led them with 11. Lana Evers chipped in with 10. Faith Ruby added 8. Faith Wendell with 4. And Alexis Wendell with 3 to give them 36 points for them as they won 36-29.
So congratulations to the junior varsity on their victory. Again, no games this week until Saturday, and that's only for the varsity. They'll be playing, what's the city we're playing in?
Playing in Canton Glen Oaks High School, and we're playing, I think it's Southeastern is who we're playing.
Okay, and that's a 10:30 start time next Saturday. They moved that time up a little bit, so.
There's an important game going on that night, Rob. I'm not sure if you've heard, but.
So if you're going up, they're starting that game at 10:30. And on Saturday.
And then the boys game, which is at Delphus Jefferson, is moved up as well with the JV tip time, I believe, of
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock, yeah.
Yeah, they'll play the JV at 4 and the varsity at 5:30. We won't be going to the girls game, but we'll be broadcasting the boys game from Jefferson. And that'll be right around 5:30 next Saturday at Delphus Jefferson.
I'll actually be doing the girls game up there with on FRR radio there. So.
Okay, so you folks who have Fort Recovery Radio, you can listen to the girls game on FortRecoveryRadio.com. But the radio station, we are not going to go. We're going to turn it over to the pros, let you guys do.
I doubt that, but it is a long drive, and it should be a fun weekend. So,
and good luck to the Lady Indians up there. We'll talk more about that with Coach Holly after the game today. We'll be back with the second half coming up. Fort Recovery leading 33-21. We'll return in a moment.
This Christmas, why not give a gift that's unique? So how about this? Kids love the big selection of toy tractors and trucks, farm toys and pedal tractors from Hall Brothers and Fort Recovery. These toys are not found on the shelves of any big retailer either. There's also jackets, hats, shirts, and sweatshirts for all ages. Or forget the toys and clothes. We also service and sell Echo chainsaws, leaf blowers, and string trimmers. Surprise them with something unique. Hall Brothers, your Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
It may not require a textbook, but it's filled with valuable lessons. It may not take place in a classroom, but it's an ideal environment for learning. It may not involve a diploma, but it can help prepare Ohio's young people for life. High school sports. High school sports can play a critical role in a student's overall education. In fact, studies show that students that participate in high school sports are more likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in their academic lives. If you think high school sports are only about competition, think again. Better yet, think about attending a high school sporting event in your community. You'll be amazed by what you see. High school sports. A winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you, and we want you to know that it's never too early to start planning for your retirement. Let's face it, in this day and age, you can no longer solely depend on Social Security and your pension to get you through your retirement years. At the St. Henry Bank, we're here to help. We're your retirement planning center, and we can show you the different ways to plan best for your future. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Jerry Kapp of Kapp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technology seat lift chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from, and we offer the best guarantee in the business. So let our experienced customer service specialists assist you in choosing the perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. Kapp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Well, the team's coming back onto the court now as we're about ready for the second half. Our third quarter scoreboard sponsor, Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. You'll find the farmer's friends at Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, taking this time to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and the happiest of the holiday seasons. That's Cooper Farms. Underway, Arcanum has the basketball to start the second half of play. Again, they are 7-1 on the year. Fort Recovery 4-2. Arcanum almost lost it, but got it back. Kayla O'Daniel with it, and she threw it away. She thought that Madeline Farron was going to pop out for the ball, and she did not do it, and there was nobody there to receive the pass.
And she's one of their leaders on their team, and she looks a little frustrated right now. I think that's kind of a sign of how our defense has been playing tonight, or today, I should say.
You know, I've been very pleased with our defense today. I thought the gals have done a great job so far. Right side to Olivia Patch. She'll pass to Val Mullenkamp, top of the key. Dribbles down the right of the lane. Now underneath to Olivia Patch, and they're going to say 3 seconds in the lane on Olivia. So that'll give the ball back to the Arcanum Lady Trojans. So after, it's still kind of early here, but what's the conference looking like girls basketball-wise? Who are going to be the big guns?
I'd say it's wide open right now. I think we would be one of the favorites. Minster obviously lost, I think, 8 seniors last year, so I think they would be down. They still have MAC Player of the Year and Ivy Wolf and Janae Hoyne, which are two of the better guards in our conference. But I think it's pretty much anyone's ball game any night. So
shot's no good by Arcanum. They missed a rebound basket by Taylor Gray. Is missing the initial shot was Haley Unger, and Fort Recovery will bring it up. Here's a shot by Kiki Wendell. Good. Just unfortunate that we lost that last second game, lost to Versailles by that last second shot in our first conference game. Inside, it's up no good. Rebound comes down to Olivia Patch. Of course, we've beaten Parkway since then, so we're 1-1 in the MAC conference. Here's Val Mullenkamp. 3-pointer. She drains it. It's now 38-21. I think that might be the biggest lead of the game.
Yes,
17 points. 17 big ones for Fort Recovery here in the Cooper Farms third quarter of play. Arcanum with the basketball. Farron lost it. Picked up by Allie Vaughn. Vaughn comes down, stops, pops a 15-footer. Got it. Allie Vaughn connects. 40-21 now. Fort Recovery leads by 19 points. Farron with the ball has it. Oh, almost stolen away, but Kiera lost it out of bounds. Cooper Farms offers a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Don't forget to check out all the job openings that Cooper Farms has to offer at all of their plant locations. Go to cooperfarms.com/jobs, cooperfarms.com. Here's a shot up no good by Arcanum. Missing that one was Arcanum's Gracie Garneau, who's back in the game. I guess she surprised me. I didn't think she was going to be back. Here's Val Mullenkamp hitting a three on the left side. And Val is on today. That's 12 points for Val Mullenkamp. It's 43-21. Inside to Taylor Gray, and she scores. Taylor Gray scoring for Arcanum, and Arcanum calls a quick timeout, trailing now by 20 points, 43-23. We'll return in a moment here on PG-14, J Country 101 Radio, right after we pause for this message.
Hi, this is Jerry Kapp with Kapp Pharmacy. Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technology seat lift chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from, and we offer the best guarantee in the business. So let our experienced customer service specialists assist you in choosing the perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. Calp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Kiki Wendell with the basketball as we resume action here on the right side to Allie Vaughn, and she threw it away. Bad pass by Kiki. And so the ball will go to Arcanum. How many turnovers have we had so far today?
Seven.
That's not bad. And it's up and good from the right side by Taylor Gray for Arcanum. Gray got open from the right and had a little hook shot up and in, 43-25. Lady Indians lead by 18 now. Here is Allie Vaughn underneath to Hope Wendell. And her shot is blocked by Taylor Gray. Hope Wendell picks it back up, gives to Brooke Collig. It's knocked out of bounds by Arcanum. Fort Recovery should have the ball, and they do. Kiki Wendell will put it in play here for the Lady Indians. Into Allie Vaughn. There's Hope Wendell. And we have a foul called on Arcanum. Kiara Wendell will toss it in here. Brooke Collig on the left. Over to Kiara Wendell. Lady Indians, Brian, have set themselves up with a nice lead here. They just need to play consistent from here on out, and they got an easy win. That's
easier said than done.
Easier said than done, yes. But.
Definitely are in control right now.
Val Mollenkamp goes in and lays it in. Found the opening and went right to the hole. 45-25, and Val has 14 points to lead the team today. 45-25 lead for the Lady Indians. Here's a shot up. Missed an inside shot by Kayla O'Daniel. Rebound Fort Recovery. Allie Vaughn will bring it up across the timeline. Goes all the way to the hole. Lays it up. Oh, should have had a layup and missed it. Taylor Gray got the rebound. Here comes Arcanum. Left side it goes. Inside to Taylor Gray. Couldn't handle it. Ball's loose. Kiara Wendell picks it up. And Fort Recovery calls timeout to save possession. 45-25, Lady Indians leading by 20 with 3:19 to go in the third quarter.
Right now at Fort Recovery Napa Auto Parts, get a 5-quart jug of Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Platinum Filter for just $23.98. A great deal for a great oil. That's Napa Full Synthetic Oil and Platinum Oil Filter for $23.98. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how. Fort Recovery Napa.
Lady Indians with a nice 20-point lead with 3:19 to go, and we have the basketball. Kiara Wendell feeds it into, Macy Day feeds it into Kiara Wendell. Wendell with the ball over to Macy Day. There's Olivia Patch. Patch looks underneath, knocked away. Brooke Collig has it, puts it up, no good, missed the layup. Rebound Mollenkamp, back up, no good, short. Rebound knocked around. Brooke Collig comes down with it. Back out to Olivia Patch. She'll fire and miss. Rebound. Arcanum finally came up with the ball. Coming out of there with the basketball is Madeline Farron. Farron will pass down on the left side to Kayla O'Daniel. Fires a three. It misses. Rebound comes to Val Mollenkamp. Behind the back dribble. Back over to Kiara Wendell. That's something you wouldn't have seen 20 years ago. Behind the back dribble by a lady player. Here's Val Mollenkamp, up no good. Rebound comes to Fort Recovery. Kiara Wendell back out to Brooke Collig. There's Macy Day with it. Right side to Val Mollenkamp. Brooke Collig into Olivia Patch. Patch turns, fires, misses. Rebound as a foul on Fort Recovery. Let's see who that's on. It's going to be on Brooke Collig.
Oh.
Val Mollenkamp will take a rest, and Allie Vaughn comes back in. So we have Macy Day, Allie Vaughn, Olivia Patch, Kiki Wendell, and Brooke Collig in the lineup for Fort Recovery. 45-25, 20-point lead for the Lady Indians here in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Cooper Farms would love to buy your corn. If you'd like to sell your corn, call Cooper Farms at their toll-free number, which is 800-637-7161, 800-637-7161. Three-pointer by Arcanum's no good, but the ball goes out of bounds off of Fort Recovery, so Lady Trojans will have it back. Comes the inbounds pass right underneath the Taylor Gray, and she lays it in. Burned us on an inbounds pass, had a mismatch there on height, and Taylor Gray lays it in to make it 45-27. Here's the ball tipped away by Madeline Farron. And Madeline gets called for a foul, reaching in too far. That's only one on her, so she has no problems. Really, nobody has any foul problems to speak of. Allie Vaughn moves down to the left, feeds on the right side to Brooke Collig underneath. Good. BK puts it in, 47-27. Fort Recovery leads by 20, and for Brooke, that is number 8 on the day. 8 points for Brooke Collig. Out front with it is Haley Unger, drives in and hits.
Nice take by her.
Haley Unger going against Brooke Collig there and beats her to the basket. 47-29 now. Left side to Allie Vaughn. Allie looks for a teammate. Goes back out. Three-point shot by Macy Day. And Macy cans it. Macy Day with a three. How about that? Here's a shot from the right side. Three-pointer is good by Haley Unger. Haley Unger of Arcanum hits a three. So we counter 3-3. 50-32. Lady Indians still leading by 18 points. Left side to Allie Vaughn. Back over to Macy Day. Macy having a nice game here, playing a lot of minutes today. Left side to Allie Vaughn. Looks for a teammate. Dribbles the ball, goes to the hole. Now feeds off to Val Mollenkamp. Val has it tapped away. Stolen by Arcanum. Now tipped out of bounds by Kiki Wendell. Kiki tipping it away from behind.
I think Val was thinking how to get a last-second shot, but when you're 2 feet away and inside the paint, I'm sure Coach wouldn't mind if you probably shoot that one. But
14 seconds left to go in the quarter. Taylor Gray up, no good, got her own rebound and scores. 50-34. Fort Recovery still has time. There's a shot by Kiki Wendell. It's short, no good, and the quarter comes to an end. Thanks to Cooper Farms for being our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Don't forget, Cooper Farms offers a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Fort Recovery leading 50-34 over the Arcanum Lady Trojans after three quarters of play. We'll be back with the fourth and final quarter in just a moment. Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which includes saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
There are lots of reasons to love banking with Second National Bank, like the feeling you get when you walk through our doors, a warmth that comes from personal attention, sophisticated support, and trustworthy guidance. Maybe your reason is convenience, 24/7 online banking, our free mobile banking app, or the ability to call, email, text, or web chat with us whenever you like. Regardless, the most important reason to us will be yours. Second National Bank, be delighted with your bank. Second National Bank is a division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Allie Vaughn went to the hole to start the fourth quarter, and there's a foul called on Fort Recovery on the rebound. Must have been called on Allie.
Yeah, she just missed her shot and got a little frustrated and went after it. Came over the back.
Lindsey Green is our studio producer. I'm Rob Weaver along with Brian Pat from the Portside Fieldhouse today. Fort Recovery so far leading here rather comfortably. There's a shot missed, no good by Arcanum. Rebound Val Mollenkamp as Gracie Garneau went to the hole and missed that one. Kiara Wendell to Allie Vaughn. She'll goes down the lane, feeds off to Macy Day. And a foul is going to be called on Arcanum. So, Fort Recovery will put it in. Who was that foul on? I missed that.
Did you... Unger.
Number three on her. She is the only one with three fouls. Allie Vaughn with it on the left side. It goes to Val Mollenkamp. She cans it from about 15 away on the left baseline, 52-34. Lady Indians leading by 18 again. Arcanum dug themselves such a deep hole here. They're having trouble getting back in this game. There's a three-point shot, no good. Rebound Macy Day as Kayla O'Daniel missed that one. Macy having trouble getting it up the court. And Fort Recovery calls timeout to talk about things. Timeout, Lady Indians. It's 52-34. Fort Recovery leading by 18 points.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
Mr. Bob Stogler playing the music down there as he does most games. 6:40 to go. Again, the boys are at Ansonia tonight. We'll have the game for you on the radio starting around 7:30. Ansonia and Fort Recovery in boys basketball tonight. Boys have had the whole week off. Macy Day with the basketball. And there is a timeout. Nope.
Push from foul.
But somebody was calling for a timeout.
I think they were yelling five out.
Oh, five out.
Yeah, I think. And then Taylor Daniel got called with a pushing foul with two hands.
So Allie Vaughn will toss it in here for the Lady Indians. Goes to Val Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp between the circles now. Works her way to the right side. Gives to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn goes left. Comes back right. Gives to Brooke Collig. Collig back out to Kiki Wendell. Kiki out at the center circle. Now drives down the left side of the lane. Goes all the way to the hole. And missed the layup. Rebound comes to Arcanum. Good move, but couldn't finish. Haley Unger came down with a rebound. She'll fire a three. No good. Rebound Arcanum. Outside is Gracie Garneau. Underneath, there's a foul called on Allie Vaughn as she fouled Kayla O'Daniel, who was going for a reverse layup. So Kayla goes to the free throw line. They only have three seniors on the team, Eliana Sloan, Kayla O'Daniel, and Gracie Garneau. I am surprised Garneau was back in the game after that ankle turn she had. Free throw's up and good.
Yeah, that looked pretty nasty for her, so she's obviously got to be a tough girl.
She wants to play. One more free throw coming here. And it's good. 52-36. That cuts the lead to 16. That's as close as they've been in a while. Val Mollenkamp with it on the left side to Macy Day. Fires a three and got it. Macy Day cans it to make it a 55-36 game. And for Macy, that is her second three of the day. And now Arcanum throws it away. Fort Recovery with the basketball. Here comes the inbounds pass to Brooke Collin. Over to Kiki Wendell, down to Hope Wendell. Hope underneath lays it in. Lady Indians now pulling away, leading by 21 at 57-36 here in the fourth quarter of play. Fort Recovery and Arcanum battling away here. Inside it's up and no good, and there's going to be a foul called on Taylor Gray. I really think today's game, Brian, is one of the better consistent games the Lady Indians have played from the start to the end here. Pretty consistent basketball.
Yeah, I really like our defensive pressure right now on defense, and then we're doing a great job of handling the ball, moving the ball against the zone and against man. Arcanum right now on made buckets are coming in and trapping, and we're able to find it right now and break it with ease, so playing really well.
Taylor Gray hits one of two free throws. The second one is up and no good. Rebound Olivia Patch. Olivia gives it over to Val Mollenkamp. Down come the Lady Indians with the basketball. Across the timeline. Way over on the left side is Val Mollenkamp. Brings it back towards the middle. Hands off to Kiki Wendell. They're going to call 5 seconds on Val Mollenkamp. She did not move the ball towards the basket within 5 seconds while being closely guarded. And that is a violation.
Yeah, if you're going to dribble out there, you got to be able to go someplace.
So Arcanum will bring it across the timeline. Madeline Theron fires a pass over on the left side to Gracie Garneau. Underneath, it's up and good by Madeline Theron. Here's Port Recovery coming down. Olivia Patch turns, fires, and hit. Almost lost it there, but grabbed it a second time and scored. And here's Arcanum up and in. Kayla O'Daniel scoring as we got a very fast-paced game going here all of a sudden. 59-41. Lady Indians lead by 18 with the basketball. And only 4:12 left to go in the game. Val Mollenkamp way on the left wing. Brings it back out. Now dribbles towards the baseline. Underneath. Tries to feed Hope Wendell. And Hope can't catch up with the basketball. And it goes out of bounds. It'll be Arcanum's basketball here. Another turnover on the Lady Indians.
That's one of those Val had to have a kind of a little more of a plan than what she had right there. She drove baseline and really didn't have an idea what she wanted to do and threw it. And really no one was around.
Arcanum with the ball. Down 59-41. There's a shot up and no good by Arcanum's Kayla O'Daniel, but she is fouled in the act of shooting. On Val Mollenkamp. Number three on Val. Val Mollenkamp leads Fort Recovery with 16. Kiki Wendell has 9. 8 for Brooke Collig. 8 for Olivia Patch. And 6 for Macy Day.
And that's one thing. We need Val to get hot. She's too good of a player. She's kind of struggled shooting early on. And I think last game against Parkway, she had a pretty decent shooting game. And she can come out and play like this. This is kind of what we need from her and expect from her. So
both free throws are good by Arcanum's Kayla O'Daniel. That gives her 7 points on the day now. Arcanum will continue to press here as they're behind the eight ball. Trail and Fort Recovery throws it away. Kind of an unforced error there.
Yeah, sloppy turnover. Allie just came in from setting out. And she was a little frustrated and when she came out. And that one of those things, you got to kind of put that behind you, clear your head and play. And she didn't.
By the way, Allie has 10 points in the game. There's a foul on Fort Recovery. On Brooke Collig.
That's one of those, as a coach, Rob, you said, watch. Brooke has played that way for 3 quarters and almost 5 minutes here in the fourth, and they finally decide to call that one call like that, let the other 30 minutes almost go.
So Arcanum has a basketball. Offensive foul there causes a turnover, and there's another foul. Who is this on?
Brooke.
Collig picks up her third foul.
And that's one of those. The coach has been calling for that all game, and they hadn't called it. And then now they called the last two in really almost, 10 seconds?
About that.
And I say, I mean, she's been doing it all game, and they hadn't called it. So now as a player, now you're kind of unsure what you can do. So
free throws up and good by Arcanum's Haley Unger. That cuts the lead to 15. That's about as close as they've been in maybe this whole half.
Yeah, it has, because I think they were up at 22-point lead. So
here comes Val Mollenkamp back in. Olivia Patch will head to the bench for a rest. One more free throw coming here for Arcanum. trailing 59-44. This one's up by Unger and good. Haley Unger makes it 59-45. A 14-point lead, and that's definitely as close as they've been the whole half here. Here comes Kiki Wendell down, passing in the corner to Val Mollenkamp. Three-point shot is long, no good. Rebound, Haley Unger. Down it comes. There's a shot underneath. Up and good by Madeline Perrin. Give Gracie Garneau the assist. And it's now 59-47. A 12-point lead with still time for Arcanum. If things go right, they're down by 12. Here is Allie Vaughn going all the way to the hole and putting it in. 61-47. We needed that basket. Arcanum with the basketball in the lane. It's up and short. Rebound comes to Kiki Wendell. As missing the shot was Kayla O'Daniel. Probably should have been called for over the back there, but there was no call, obviously. Kiki Wendell with it. Over to Allie Vaughn. Lady Indian's going to eat some time here now. 2:43 to go, and there's a loose ball picked up by Fort Recovery. Right side to Val Mollenkamp. Back to Brooke Collig on the give and go, and Collig scores. The old-fashioned give-and-go. It's 63-47. Lady Indians by 16 again.
But that's where if we can just be strong, they're trying to trap. So if we can be strong and be patient, we're going to get some good looks on four layups right there like we did with Bow to Brooke.
Kayla O'Daniel misses a three. Fort Recovery with the rebound. Fourth quarter of play. Here is Allie Vaughn. She'll score. Val Mollenkamp the assist, and that's going to probably wrap it up. Fort Recovery leading 65-47. Inside, it's up and good by Taylor Gray of Arcanum. 65-49 now. Kiera Wendell will come down across the timeline. Passing to Brooke Collig on the left to Val Mollenkamp. Allie Vaughn to Brooke Collig. Back out to Macy Day. Here's a three-pointer by Kiera Wendell. She drills it from the right corner. And all of a sudden, it's 68-49, back to a 19-point lead. Arcanum with the basketball. 1.5 minutes to go in the game. Inside, knocked away and stolen by Val Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp will feed off to Kiki Wendell. Kiki brings it across the timeline, way on the far side, over to Macy Day. Macy dribbling now. Giving over to Allie Vaughn, who will try to go all the way to the hole. Now feeds outside to Kiera Wendell. On the left to Allie Vaughn. She'll fire. She'll hit a three. Oh, they only give her two. They say it was on the line. 70-49. Here's a three-point shot by Unger. It's no good. Rebound Arcanum. Arcanum tries to feed off, but Allie Vaughn intercepts the pass, which was intended there for Kayla O'Daniel. And Vaughn has the basketball. 70-49 now. Lady Indians leading by 21. Big ones with 28 seconds to go. And we're going to go to 5-2 on the year. Arcanum's going to drop to 7-2 on the season. Kiera Wendell just dribbling the basketball. That's probably going to be your final score. 70-49. Fort Recovery leading here by 21 points. As the clock rolls down inside 10 seconds now. And that's the game. Fort Recovery 70-49 for the Arcanum Lady Trojans. Rob Weaver here along with Brian Patch. Fort Recovery victory today. We'll be back with the wrap-up in just a moment.
Recovery Insurance Agency knows you buy insurance for protection. That's why Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is ready to help you when you've had a loss and need help with a claim. When you buy your insurance online, you could end up waiting in line to recover from it. Step inside the fort for the protection you need and the help you expect when you've had a loss. Call Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency today at 888-375-4181.
Cooper Farms would like to take this opportunity to wish you and your family the safest and happiest holiday season. Remember to take your time every day to be thankful for your blessings. Think of those less fortunate and encourage those needed lifted up. Support your favorite basketball team by attending the game and support the band members and cheerleaders who motivate the crowd. Happy holidays from your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports, there's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Back at the Forsyth Fieldhouse, a Lady Indian win today, 70-49. That son of yours, he is getting bigger and bigger. How tall is that kid?
He has grown an inch and 15 pounds since the start of basketball. He is now 6'6 and 270.
Wow. And he's only a sophomore?
Freshman.
Freshman. Goodness sakes. He might hit the 7-foot mark.
I hope not that big, but we'll take 6'8, 6'9.
Hey, give us the wrap-up. A 70-49 win, Lady Indians on top over Arcanum.
Yeah, first the quarter scores. In the first quarter, Indians led 17-11 over Arcanum. And in the second quarter, they led 33-21, outscore Arcanum by six in that quarter. At halftime, then it was 33-21. Going to the third quarter, is 50-34. Indians outscored Arcanum in that quarter by four. And then to finish up, the game was 70-49, and the Indians outscored Arcanum by five in that one. So leading in scoring today was Val Molenkamp and Ali Vaughn, both with 16. Chipping in with 12 was Kiki Wendell with 10, Brooke Colleague. Olivia Patch added 8, Macy Day 6, and Hope Wendell with 2. So, well-balanced, and I thought a greatly played game on offense by the Indians today.
Say Olivia had 8?
Yeah. Bow and Ali with 16, Kiki with 12, Brooke with 10, Liv with 8, Macy Day with 6, and Hope with 2.
And where was Whitley Rammel today?
Whitley Rammel and Paige Fortkamp both were gone. They went to a volleyball showcase in Pittsburgh. So they got invited to a volleyball showcase. They went, spent the last couple of days watching NCAA tournament volleyball, which I guess must be hosting like the NCAA tournament there, and then played in the showcase then today. So
okay. Well, they're having a nice experience out there. We'll welcome them back at the tournament next week up in Canton. JV was a win today. Give us a scoop on that.
Yeah, I think JV picked up their second one today, I believe it was, and they were led with Grace Guggenbill with 11, Elena Evers with 10, Faith Groovy with 8, Faith Wendell with 4, and Alexis Wendell chipped in with 3 to give them a 36-29 victory for Coach Chris Guggenbill.
Okay, so Grace Guggenbiller had how many?
Who'd you ask for, Grace?
Grace, yeah.
She had 11.
11. Elena Evers had 10.
Yep. Faith Groovy with 8. Faith Wendell with 4. And Alexis Wendell with 3.
Okay. You go too fast for me there.
Sorry.
Waiting for Coach Holly Gann to come out here as Fort Recovery moves to a record of 5-2 on the year with the win here. Nice win over a nice Arcanum team. They came in 7-1 today, and we end up winning by 21. Biggest lead was right around 25, somewhere in there. I don't know. Do you recall what it was exactly?
I don't know if it was 23 or 25, but I know it was in that range.
So a nice win. We'll be back in a moment with Coach Holly Gann coming up here right after we pause for this.
Your home is your biggest investment, and at the St. Henry Bank, we can show you how you can make the equity you've built up in your home work for you. With a home equity loan from the St. Henry Bank, you can use the money to make your home improvements, consolidate credit card debt, pay for college, take that dream vacation you've always wanted. The St. Henry Bank helps you unlock endless possibilities. Stop in and see us today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here at the Portside Fieldhouse, we have Holly Gann with us now, the head coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Congratulations, Holly. A really consistent win throughout. The gals, again, took charge at the beginning and continued to expand that lead most of the way until Arcanum got a little close there, and I think down to 14 points in the fourth quarter, but you pulled away again, won by 21. So I thought a nice team victory today for you.
Absolutely. Again, we came in and did some things real good from the start, and we just continued to work on those strengths, and I thought we moved the ball really well, and we let the offense kind of come to us, and defensively we took away some key components to their team. So
absolutely, a defense outstanding, I thought, today overall, and you mixed it up on them too.
Yeah, we've been working on that, and we know that's something we're going to have to be able to do. So when we had the right lineups in, we were just trying to make it as difficult as possible, and Brooke Collig, obviously, number 14 on Arcanum, she is a great player, and we knew that she controls a lot of the offense, so Brooke is our best defensive player, and we said, hey, you know what, she can't ever feel comfortable, and I'm sure that's the way she feels now.
Yeah, I don't think she felt comfortable.
Nope.
Talking about Holly Unger there for Arcanum, she's a nice player indeed, but yeah, you had her off balance the whole game.
Absolutely, and like I said, you know, great defensive effort as a team, but Brooke Collig made that happen, and we knew that that was probably pretty key for our success today.
Excellent balance, too. You had Val with 16, and 16 for Allie, and 12 points for Kiera, 10 for Brooke, and Olivia Patch almost in doubles with 8, and Macy Day had a couple nice threes, getting 6 for you there, so great team balance.
Yep, absolutely. Great win today.
Well, tell us about next Saturday. That's going to be an experience for you.
Yeah, next Saturday we're traveling up to Canton, Ohio. We're in a holiday tournament called The Wishes Can Happen. While we're there, it's a 2-day tournament thing. The varsity is playing at 10:30. There's a game change there, and they're playing against a team Southeast. So it should be a nice little experience for us, and we'll get out from the area, and they're just not going to be, we'll know some people there. Tri-Village goes there, and we'll get to see some other really great teams play. And
where is the court at? Where do they play that?
They're playing at Glen Oak High School.
Okay. I assume it's a nice big, obviously, gymnasium.
I've never been there, but I'm sure it is.
Absolutely. Well, good luck on that. And we do remind the listeners again that game's been moved up to 10:30 next Saturday morning. So you'll be back maybe fairly early.
Yeah. Well, it's a 4-hour drive. But, yeah, you know, 10:30, 11:30. We'll be late. Mid-supper time. We'll be back by supper time.
Well, here we are at the Christmas break. You're now 5-2. So talk about how you feel about the team right now after 7 games. How things gone for you?
You know, this is just, I just am lucky. You know, it's a great group of girls. They're very coachable. They work hard. They're willing to try new things. You know, this week, at first, I was getting nervous about taking this long week off, but I think it was really good for us. We were able to work on some things, tighten up some stuff, put some new stuff in, and you know, I'm pleased. Obviously, that Brazil's one I would love to have been able to have, but unfortunately, you know, we can and get it back, and so I think we're just moving forward. And so next week, we got another long week kind of working. We got holiday in there. Then we start that strip of games where it's going to be rough. It doesn't get any easier. You know, Minster's right when we come back to school, and it doesn't stop then. So.
Well, and you know, the thing about the conference this year, there's a lot of teams that are competitive with each other, and I don't think one loss is going to eliminate you from winning the conference title.
Nope, I actually don't. I think this year is definitely going to be multiple winners, and one loss, it could be two. It might be two. You might be okay with two. I still think that. I just think there's too much. There's a lot out there right now, and I'm okay with that one.
Okay, so. Holly. Well, hey, thanks for stopping up afterwards, and you have a Merry Christmas.
You too, Rob. Thanks.
Once again, Holly Gann, the head coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians, there with us after the game. Fort Recovery beating Arcanum 70-49. We also win the reserve game tonight, 36-29, I should say, this afternoon. And don't forget, we will be at Ansonia tonight to bring you the Ansonia and Fort Recovery boys game on both Fort Recovery Radio.com. FM.com and on WPGW again about 7:30 this evening for that. That's going to do it for us from the Fortsight Fieldhouse. Thanks to our studio producer, Lindsey Green, Owen Shane, the producer for FortRecoveryRadio.com. For Brian Patch, I'm Rob Weaver saying have a great day, everybody.
Listening to Fort Recovery Indians basketball on J Country 101 Radio. Tonight's special sports coverage was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the J Country 101 Sports Department. WPGW-FM, Portland, Indiana, your sports station for East Central Indiana and Western Ohio.
Special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM.